Where did you find the kid?
In a storm drain.
His heroic rescue.
Took it home, took care of it, fed it, watered it, found a home for it.
Meant nothing to the cat's owner.
I said, that's fine, but I'm going to go to the cops and file a police report about it. I was emotionally distraught.
And a good Samaritan is left with regret.
I spent 22 hours in jail. I had to post a $1,000 bond.
She's a little screwy.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Alshon Sean Flowers is suing 22-year-old Stephanie Herod for having him falsely arrested for stealing her cat.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 443 on the count in the matter of Flowers versus Herod.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Flowers, your lawsuit against the defendant alleges that she had you arrested.
Yes.
And you were detained for 20-some-odd hours.
Correct.
After you rescued her cat.
Right.
And you have a counterclaim that's ridiculous. So we'll deal with that in about 30 seconds or less. So let's understand what happened. When did you get this cat?
I got this cat on November 4th, 2009.
Where?
I got it from Operation Kindness. It's a no-kill animal shelter in Dallas, Texas.
And how old was the cat when you got it?
It was 1 month and 29 days.
When did you lose the cat?
I lost my cat on November 19th, 2009.
So at that point, you would have the cat for 2 weeks?
Approximately 2 weeks, yes, ma'am.
Now you're going to tell me how you lost the cat.
The maintenance people let my cat out.
What were the maintenance people doing in your apartment?
They were fixing my dishwasher that day.
I assume that you had been given previous notice that they were coming.
I had, yes, ma'am.
And why didn't you make provisions for the cat?
All my cats stay at my house, and I've never had any other problems before.
Well, this wasn't a grown cat. This cat was 6 weeks old. So if you knew they were coming to do work in your apartment, why didn't you put the cat in a cat carrier until they left?
I feel it's inhumane.
Well, that's your first mistake, Miss Harrod. If I have a pet, and I've had many pets, and I know that I have a puppy, and the puppy is going to be out, and I'm expecting maintenance people, they don't take care of them as well as I do, and they're not as careful. So that was your first mistake. Now, after you lost your cat on November 19th, what did you do?
I came home that evening. I realized that my cat was missing because usually they greet me at the door.
I don't care. What's usual?
Okay.
You realized your cat was missing on November 19th, and what did you do?
I started searching my apartment.
It's not there. What did you do next?
I searched around my apartment.
What did you do next?
It was dark and raining, and I could not locate it. I called 24-hour pet watch, which is the microchip locator for my cat. I informed them my cat was missing. They told me to go ahead.
Don't tell me what they told you, madam. What did you do next?
Next, I put out my litter box outside my apartment, thinking the cat would return.
What did you do on the 20th?
The 20th, I put out flyers. I have flyer right here.
Where did you put out the flyers on the 20th?
All around my apartment complex. I pass them out door to door.
Okay. Now, Mr. Flowers.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me how you came in contact with Miss Harrod's kitten.
Well, I'm a leasing manager in my apartment complex, across the street from her apartment complex. And I got a call from a resident stating that it's a cat in the storm drain.
Okay, describe the storm drain.
It's a small creek, is about wide as this this table. And it's very long, and it goes from a long distance, about a mile.
Is there a grating
long
over it?
No, it's strict water, a lot of brush. I can't even tell you what kind of grass it is, but it goes from like the back of my community all the way to her side of her community.
What did you have to do in order to rescue the kitten?
Well, it was kind of courageous what the cat did, because we were going to get the pool net to get, like how you get leaves out the pool, to kind of get it from the fence, but the thing just jumped over the creek like, I'm coming to you guys. So we had a box. The resident threw a box down, because I'm like, I am not touching this wet, rabies infested cat. I did not want to touch the cat, because I didn't know. It was a small kitten. So me and my boss was there, John, his name is, and we took the cat in the box, and we took it to our office to make it sure it got warm, got it some food, made sure it had some water.
And then what did you do, Mr.
At
Flowers?
That point, my boss actually gave it a bath because I wasn't touching it once again. So he gave it a bath. At that point, I was in my leasing office making phone calls to Operation Kindness, to other places where we can put the cat. But the certain places will put the cat down after 3 days if there was no owner. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. Operation Kindness, just to put any type of adopted pet in there, it takes forever. It's a huge process. I'm at work. I didn't have time for that. So my boss says, Sean, you're taking it home. I'm like, no, I'm not. You're taking it home. And he's like, ah. So I had to take the cat home. I told my wife, and I have an 11-year-old son and my daughter, and I said, you know what? Don't get attached. By no means are we keeping this cat. I'm not a big cat fan. I have a dog named Angel, and I said, you know what? I don't want to keep this cat. It's cute, but I don't want the cat. I brought it home. Sure enough, they lovey-dovey all over the thing, and I said, hey, we're giving this cat away. So that was my first thing, because I wanted to find a good home. It didn't seem like it had a parent. My instincts was it was a mother cat that lost her kitten, and it just got stranded because it didn't have tags. It looked malnourished. We felt the ribs, and it was just weird. It was weird.
Okay, so what did you do? That was on the 20th, and the cat stayed the night on the 20th?
Yeah, slept in my son's bed. So I didn't know where else to put him, so he just slept in my son's bed. So
what happened on the 21st?
The 21st, I put a posting on my Facebook page stating, hey, I got it here. I said,
Can I see it?
Sure, please? Sure. And here's pictures as well, because I took pictures of the cute thing so people can be attracted to it so they can take it home with them, because I didn't want the cat. But I was trying to do the right thing. My company where I work, they're huge animal advocates.
Oh, beautiful little kitten. Big blue eyes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. And what happened as a result of your ad?
So I put an ad, and then somebody said, And I called them and said, what does that mean? And they said, well, we're a little interested. I said, wonderful.
Is this somebody that you knew?
Yes.
Friend of yours?
Yes, from church.
Did he contact you on the 21st?
On the 22nd, he contacted me, yes.
So now you had the cat for 2 nights.
Correct.
Go ahead, tell me what you did.
So then he came to look at the cat to get an assessment. He picked it up. He said, I want it. I said, wonderful. See you later, kitty. So I'm like, thank you. Jerry's got a great home. He got great kids. He was actually giving it to his daughter for her 15th birthday.
Great.
So I was like,
okay,
wonderful.
So that's the 22nd. He took the cat.
Yes. I thought it was a done deal.
Great. What's the next thing that happened, Mr. Flowers?
The next thing that happened on Monday, I was off as well from work. My boss gives me a call and say, hey, Sean, we just got a notice on our mailbox area of a lost cat, and it looks like the cat we found.
And the notice had a telephone number?
Yes.
Did you do anything with the telephone number?
At that point, no, because he called me and told me what had happened. He said, when I get back to work, he said, then you can call Stephanie and then let her know what happened.
And what happened when you called Miss Harrod?
She was excited, and we had a great conversation. She was excited. I said, Stephanie, I'm Sean from across the street here at Lakeside at 121.
Had you known her before?
No, I've never.
Okay.
This is my first
time
meeting
her. So you didn't know her before?
No.
You told her you found your cat?
I found her cat. She got excited. I said, but I thought it was a stray cat, so I gave it I found a home for it. And she said, okay, I understand, because you were trying to do the right thing. I said, exactly. She said, but can you try to call the people to get the cat back? I said, I can only try, and that's what I did.
And you called your friends, and they did not want to return the cat.
I called them, and I talked to Jerry about it, and he said, let
whatever.
Me
he did. Yeah. They didn't want to return the cat.
They didn't want to return the cat, exactly.
Did you call Miss Harrod back and tell her
I
that?
Did. I called her back
so
and told
far,
her.
So far, is that correct?
No, not exactly.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The DA went and got the cat on the 9th after the kitten is returned to her. They go to where you're working and they arrest you for theft. This DA doesn't have enough work to do.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sean Flower says he was falsely arrested after Stephanie Harrod accused him of stealing her cat. Stephanie is countersuing for emotional distress.
Well, tell me your version of what happened.
He called me on Tuesday, and we had a pleasant conversation, as he said, and I asked him for their contact information. And he said, no, I do not feel like giving over their contact information.
Absolutely correct.
He said, I will call them. I said, okay, will you call them, and will you let them know that you have found my cat and, you know, see what they say, and then proceed from there.
Fine, so he called, and then he called you back. And what did he say when he called you back?
I asked him what had happened. He said that they didn't want to return my cat. And, you know, that really confused me. And I said, you know, why would someone not give them someone's cat back? That's, you know, their child, in my opinion.
Well,
my pet
your
is
child
my child.
14 days. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
So anyways, he said that they had gotten attached and didn't want to return my cat. And I said that didn't feel fair to me. Could I call them and talk to them? Maybe I would be more persuasive.
Yeah, he wouldn't give you their phone number.
And he wouldn't give me the phone number.
Couldn't you understand why he wouldn't give you their phone number?
He thought he was being protective.
Just a second. Sorry. Can you understand why he wouldn't give you their phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course. I wouldn't give you their phone number.
Right.
I wouldn't do that to somebody who is a stranger to them. They don't know if you'll turn into a stalker or a nut. So I wouldn't give the number. So how did you end the conversation with him?
Well, I understood that he wouldn't give me the number. I said, that's fine, I'm a stranger. You know, you don't give me the number, but I'm going to go to the cops and file a police report about it. And
okay.
Therefore, you could give them information.
Can I see the police report
you
filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's not exactly true, the narrative that you gave to the police. It's not the whole story. It says that Howard states that when she asked Sean for the contact information with the person who has the kitten, Sean refused to give him the information.
Correct.
But that's not what happened. What happened was he said to you, well, I don't feel comfortable about giving you the information. I'll call them myself. And he did. And then he called you back and told you they got attached and they refused to give it back. And if you had said that here and said that he did try to get the kitten back, maybe they wouldn't have filed a report for theft and larceny, which is what you reported.
I reported an accident case. They told me that I couldn't report theft. They told me just to write out a report and they would hand off to the detective.
But I got arrested for theft.
Got arrested for theft. On what date were you arrested, sir?
December 9th, 2 o'clock, 2009.
I have to tell you something. Your problem, actually, Mr. Flowers, I've just read this report very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
It shocks my conscience. This DA doesn't have enough work to do. As far as I'm concerned, if you were permitted to sue the district attorney's office for abuse of process and false arrest, I would love to hear that case.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Love to hear that case. I was a prosecutor for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a child who's a district attorney. I have two children who were district attorneys for many years. This excuse for a lawyer had the cat returned because she realized at that point that it wasn't really you, that you ultimately got annoyed with her and said, listen, you're calling, bothering me at work. Here's the name of the guy who has the cat. And the DA went and got the cat.
Exactly.
Before you were arrested.
Exactly.
I mean, and now these people have had the cat for 2 weeks, the same amount of time she's had the cat. But Jerry said, I don't want to be bothered anymore. I don't want the police around. I don't want, I'm trying to do the nice thing. Now I've got the district attorney who doesn't have enough to do. And this is what the district attorney's, the incident narrative is. On 12-8, the morning of 12-8, before you were arrested, because of the actions of suspect Flowers, that's you.
Suspect.
This is after the cat is returned. Heron was separated from her kitten for 16 days. I will attempt to locate him again tomorrow to serve his warrant. The next day, Detective and I went to Lakeside, and I'm not sure whether it's DA or a cop. Who is this person?
This is a detective.
This is a detective. But some DA had to give him the authority to get this warrant.
Right.
More.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now you want to tell me about your ridiculous counterclaim? Or you want to just do nothing about your ridiculous counterclaim?
No, Your Honor, I was emotionally distraught.
You had emotional distress? Go to see a therapist. What does that have to do with him?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sean Flowers says he was being a good Samaritan when Stephanie Herod had him falsely arrested for theft. Stephanie claims the incident was not her fault.
Now, on the 9th, after the kitten is returned to her, they go to where you're working and they arrest you for theft.
It's kind of weird, too, because I was in my office and I was coming back to the leasing office and I seen two gentlemen walk in and I'm greeting them like, hi, welcome to Lakeside, how may I help you? And he said, I am Detective. And like, oh. I said, oh, how you doing, Detective? He said, this is Detective, I don't remember the guy's name. I said, okay, how may I help you guys? I just thought they wanted to talk. He said, I'm here to arrest you. I said, for what? He said, for theft. I said, I didn't steal a thing. What are you talking about? And then I just cooperated and did what they told me to. I've never been in jail, never been, I'm a basketball coach, a youth leader at my church.
Mr. Flowers, on behalf of the criminal justice system, while I had nothing to do with your arrest, I can offer you a big, heartfelt apology.
Thank you.
For doing the wrong thing for you and to you. Absolutely ludicrous.
Thank you.
Aside from the fact that she's a little screwy, it's not her fault.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It really isn't her fault.
Exactly.
I mean, if she wanted to be a little smarter about the whole thing, she had had this kitten for 2 weeks. It's not like a child that you have for 2 weeks that you carry around with you, right. Actually. She has two other cats. It was her fault that the cat got out. Her fault. Not the maintenance man's fault. It was her fault because she didn't take care of her baby. If you have a baby, you take care of it.
Right.
She didn't take good care of her baby.
Right.
And you took good care of it. You know, you took it home. You don't like cats. You kept it for a couple of days. You went to the trouble of going on your Facebook and trying to find a home for the cat. He did all that, right?
He did.
Right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Now you want to tell me about your ridiculous counterclaim? Or you want to just do nothing about your ridiculous counterclaim?
No, Your Honor, I was emotionally distraught.
That's too bad. You did the wrong thing. You didn't take care of your baby.
He did the wrong thing by not giving me information.
No, he did the right thing. 100% right thing. 100% went over and above what he had to do. He took your cat, despite the fact that he doesn't like cats, took it home, took care of it, fed it, watered it, found a home for it. When he found out it was yours, he didn't just ignore your number, which he could have done.
Exactly.
He could have said, hell with her. She didn't take care of her cat. I gave it away. I don't have to call her. He didn't have to call you. If he didn't call you, what would have happened? Nothing. He wouldn't have been involved. He did the right thing. You did the wrong thing by letting your kitten escape. He did the right thing. He called you. He said, I want to let you know your kitten's safe. Stop crying at night. Don't worry that it's dead. Right? It's alive. It's well. But unfortunately, I gave it away to new people. I really would like it back. He said, well, I can't give you their number. I mean, if you're treating it like a baby, he gave it to a new family. It's like giving you the adoptive family's telephone number. That would be stupid, right? So he said, I'll call him. And he did. He called him and he said, listen, she has this kitten. People said, listen, it's a kitten. She had it for a couple of days. We have it for a couple of days. She got it from a shelter. We got it from you. We want to keep it. So that's what he told you. You have the right to say to him, well, I'm not satisfied with that response. I'm going to go to the police to see if I can get my cat back. You have the right to do that, which is what you did.
Yes, Your Honor.
The police decided, in my judgment, to act in a heavy-handed way with him.
Yes, Your Honor.
But if you had emotional distress, go to see a therapist. What does that have to do with him? What does that have to do with him? He did everything right.
If it hadn't taken so long to get my cat back,
he did everything right. Why are you suing him for your emotional distress? Go sue yourself for being a bad mother, for not putting it in a place where it would have been safe. Because it could have died, could have gotten run over by a car, could have drowned in the drain. Yeah. A lot of bad things could have happened to it, all because you were negligent.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Your counterclaim's dismissed. And, sir, if I could tell you that you want to spend a lot of time aggravating yourself and spend some money to sue the police department and the district attorney's office for their stupid arrest of you, mm-hmm. I would say, okay, but I'm going to tell you this. Let it go.
Okay.
Let it go. They did the wrong thing. They acted in a heavy-handed way. As far as I'm concerned, they don't have enough to do in this precinct. But now that they solved this ridiculous, what is in effect a civil case to arrest you, is ludicrous.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I spent 22 hours in jail. And then ultimately the charges did get dropped. I had to post a $1,000 bond. It would have been a Class B misdemeanor on my record that I've never, I'm squeaky clean.
Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous, but it's really not her fault.
Right. And I understand that.
It's really not her fault. She did what she felt as if she had to do to get back her property, which is go to the police.
Right.
The police weren't thinking.
Right.
They didn't use their brains. They were thinking with something else. You were a good guy.
Thank you.
He deserves a thank you. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Not a lawsuit. A big thank you. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy,
original complaint was, at that time, me not thinking I was going to get my property back.
Big time. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life.
And I was really distraught that I wouldn't have my kitten back.
Because I've never been arrested.
Because I really was attached to it.
Never had any involved in criminal activity, nothing like that. So it was tough.
Yeah, I could thank him.
I have no hard feelings, promise you.
Thank you for finding my cat.